One future senator will be listening to the president's address tonight from the Visitors Gallery. Republican George Lemieux will be sworn in tomorrow as Florida's new senator. He takes over from Mel Martinez. And his appointment has been controversial back home in Florida because of his close ties to the governor. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Charlie Crist has called George Lemieux the maestro. Lemieux was Crist's campaign manager, helping him win the governor's seat 3 years ago. After he won, Lemieux served for a year as Crist's chief of staff. Their political partnership began earlier, though, in 2002, when Crist was elected Florida's attorney general and Lemieux served as his deputy. In announcing his selection as senator, Crist made it clear that there are a few people he thinks more of than George Lemieux.
His public record and his public service is extraordinary. And so many different initiatives that we were able to bring forward in this administration would not have occurred but for my friend George Lemieux.
While chief of staff, Lemieux helped negotiate a lucrative and politically sensitive gambling deal with the Seminole Tribe of Florida. After leaving the governor's staff, he continued to work with the tribe to negotiate a second deal that's now before the legislature. His influence, though, goes far beyond his work on policy issues. He's the former chairman of the Broward County Republican Party and has been a partner in a well-connected law firm based in Fort Lauderdale. Although few challenge his competence, there has been a lot of grumbling in Florida that Lemieux's appointment is nothing more than political cronyism. Editorials across the state panned Crist's decision as disappointing and self-serving. Lemieux says everyone is entitled to their opinion.
The governor, I think you take him at his word, which is he tried to pick the best person who would serve the interest of Florida. And I've had the great opportunity to work shoulder to shoulder with the governor. I think he knows my love of policy and of issues and of trying to do things better in government more efficiently and effectively. And I think that's the reason he chose me.
Not lost in this conversation is the especially salient fact that Governor Crist himself is running for the Senate seat he's now asked Lemieux to fill. Crist is a moderate Republican and popular here in Florida with a 60% approval rating. He's hoping to ride that popularity into the U.S. Senate. It was assumed Crist would only pick someone who had pledged not to run again when their term is up. Lemieux says in his conversation with the governor, it never came up.
No, he's never asked me whether I would run or not. I'm not going to run. I've got enough to focus on being a United States Senator for the next 16 months.
Lemieux says he'll be busy moving his family to Washington and getting to know the ways and the issues of the Senate. One of the first issues, of course, will be health care. Lemieux says he's already spent several hours reading the 1,000-page-plus Waxman bill. Tonight, he claims he'll be listening to President Obama with an open mind.
Well, I think everybody has to be in favor of better health care for better access and for more affordability. We all are for that. The question is, how do we do it, and will the solution be worse than the problem?
While he conducted his well-publicized search for a successor to Martinez, Crist was pressured by many here to choose a Hispanic or a conservative. In the end, he chose neither, instead selecting a close political ally unlikely to do anything that would threaten his chances at winning the seat in 2010. Lemieux denies that he'll be just a seat warmer, and Crist agrees, saying his appointee will be a free agent, able to vote his conscience and to do what's best for the people of Florida. But Democrat Bob Graham, who for three terms held the seat Lemieux is now taking, says that's bound to be met with some skepticism. Graham says every Lemieux vote now becomes a potential campaign issue.
Crist, as a candidate, is going to be in the position of either applauding or defending the votes of George Lemieux as being his vote.
And there may be many politically sensitive votes for Crist to either applaud or defend. Along with a health care overhaul, the Senate is also considering increased regulation of the financial industry and an energy bill that will address climate change. When Lemieux is sworn in, he will be the fifth person this year to enter the Senate, not by election, but by appointment, joining new senators who've taken over seats formerly held by President Obama, Vice President Biden, and other members of their administration. And if Massachusetts legislators change the law in that state, there may soon be a sixth appointee, taking the seat left vacant with the death of Ted Kennedy. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.